John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
I know how much he likes this. What kind of mood is he in?
Over the top.
Over the top?
Over the top for 7:30 in the morning.
His normal self. Okay. He's the editor of a national radio sports report, a video odds maker with Gino's Picks on YouTube, and a stand-up comedian in his own right. Ladies and gentlemen, the pride of Vineland, New Jersey, once again joins us for Gino's Picks. It's Gino Visconti. Hiya, Gino.
Hey, I didn't realize, I don't really speak millennial, but I didn't mean, no, over the top meant woke up drunk. Who knows how these wacky kids are talking nowadays?
Hey, listen, what the hell happened in New Orleans last night?
I have no idea other than that's how, like, by the way, if you follow me on Instagram, where my cat makes a pick every Thursday, my cat's 3-0. I'm 3 for my last 30. You just can't figure the season out. I mean, apparently they did the game, they studied the game tape, and they realized if you get in Drew Brees' face and he's only 6 foot, you put three huge guys in front of him. He can't see down the field. Really, the first time in his career, he went 0-4. You know why? Because he's that good. But why would San Diego want to keep him? Why would the Chargers want to hold on to him? Because they don't give an F about my money. That's why they don't
care. All right.
They don't care.
Let's talk about Monday and the quarterbackless Redskins against the no secondary Eagles. What are you thinking here?
I mean, wasn't it amazing? Like, and we were talking about this going into last night's game. We're like, Dallas will probably lose,
right?
And then the Eagles can win this game, and it's a 3-way tie for a very mediocre division. Still, here's what I'm concerned about now with the Eagles, because next week they play the Cowboys, so I'm afraid they're going to be looking past this easy game trying to screw this up. Currently, Eagles laying 6, and I'm telling you, and there's again 18% chance I'm right on this. I love the Eagles, because here's why. The Redskins, I never liked Alex Smith. I mean, he's a wonderful person. I know you two have that relationship we're not allowed to talk about. But I think the Redskins they're a mess right now, because this is a team with no identity. Coming into this year, and even when they were in first place in the division, think about it, John. Think about a guy who stole Vinny the Crumb's phone ID. Think about this. This is a team with no identity. Their starting quarterback became an all-pro on the Chiefs. Their starting running back is going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer on the Vikings. And their current starting quarterback, if ever there is confusion and the worst possible quarterback name for a team named after the Redskins, Colt McCoy. This is a Cowboy playing for the Redskins. I wouldn't put the only team I'd be less likely to put my money on would be the Patriots, quarterbacked by Osama bin Brady. Oh, there you go. I love that joke. I saw that this morning on hold, and I'm like, I don't care. I'm doing that stupid joke. They're not a good team. The Eagles, here's the thing, and obviously the Eagles have to win this week. They have to win next week to even have a chance, because then their schedule gets really sticky playing the Rams and the Texans. But look, there's no way they don't beat the crap out of the Redskins. And let me tell you, if you're still following the Eagles and they can't beat the crap out of the Redskins, then just stop. Give yourself Sundays off. Stop it. They are going to maul the Redskins.
Okay. All right. Well,
let me explain the joke again. Osama is a terrorist.
You can check him out at GinoBisconti.com. He is Gino and Gino's Picks. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.